Okay, we have a very confusing sugya that seems to contradict everything we've learned until now. It's not surprising in Shrita. Okay. Okay. Amar Reb Shimon ben Lachish, Yeshum Levi Sabo, Ein L'Shechita Ela B'Sof. Yochanan Amar, Yesh L'Shechita Mitchila Ve'Ad Sof. Now, what are we talking about? No. So, if you take a look in Tosfos here, it says, Avogav the Rava Svir Lehochi. Rava agrees with Reish Lakish. The Perek Bez is Vachem. Now, normally, how do we paskin a machlokes Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Rav Yochanan. But those decides, no. Rava agrees with Reish Lakish, and we paskin like Reish Lakish. Rava has three cases where we paskin like Reish Lakish, not like Rabbi Yochanan. Here it's the name of Levi Sabo. So Tosfos is saying, how do we paskin? Ein l'shechita ela b'sof. Shechita's at the end. What does that mean? I do the kana with a drasa, and I do the first half of a vesher with a drasa, and then I finish off with a kosher of shechita. It's good. No, obviously not. Obviously, that's not that, everything we've learned until now. We know that that couldn't be true. So the question is, what does it mean? The whole thing is a ma'aser shechita. The whole problem we had until now is after I hit the rov of the veshet and I keep going, and the near bats, is that also part of the ma'aser shechita? The second half of the kana is also part of the ma'aser shechita. But the beginning of the ma'aser shechita is obviously part of the ma'aser shechita. That couldn't be a question. So the Gemara says like this, Rashi, yesh l'shechita, hakol kori shechita. The whole thing is called shechita. Ein shechita, ein shechita kruya shechita, ela b'sof at the end. Yes, the shechita. Everything is called shechita. What's shechita? When you go over the last mashu or the entire thing? Avilu mandom and shechita ala besof. He says, lo mikri shechita. He says, the Gemara says, Amar Rava, hakol modem hechad shokat simet echad akum simet echad Yisrael shehipsu. Nasaba Maisa Trefa Biyad Akum, says Rashi. Afilu Mandom and Shchita Al Basof, Lo Mikri Shchitas Akum. So that means the first 50% is not Shchitas Akum. No, because he didn't do the whole thing. And Shchitas Akum is no good. And he says, Mi U Shchitas Yisrael Nami Lo Hava. So, Avilu Mandom is why? Avilu Kikotz Bialma, Vidrafala. Why? If the Jew took care of the Veshet, but it's not Shechit Yisrael, it's in the beginning. But so we remain Shechit Al Basof. Here, Reb Chaim has an idea, and we'll have to test the idea as we go through the Sugya. Idea goes as follows, Daf Lamed Vav. Hold your look at that. Now, the halacha is, for those of you who don't do Shnayim Yikra V'Echad Targum, you should, but if you do, you know, V'chit on Mayim al Kol Zera Ziru Hashem Yizareya, enough of Mivlos of Olav. The halacha called Hechsher. What does that mean? An Ochel is only going to Mekabel Tuma after it is immersed in water, touched by water, some degree of and the Shiva Mashke. Positive. And Dam Shchita is one of the Shiva Mashke. So now the question goes as follows. Well, Papa, the question is, why when I shecht an animal is in Mekabel Tumah after I finish shechting it? Rashi Rav Shimon Omer Shchita Machshav Shchita is Machshav L'Odam. Amr Rav Papa, the top 8-10 lines. Amr Rav Papa, Hakom Modim Hechad Yisa L'Odam B'Tchila V'Ad Sof. Amr Lo Pligi. The Machshav Ki Pligi Minisk. Let's say I shecht, and when I shecht, the dam splatters somewhere. Let's say it falls on something. And then, so, it's marsha. If it stayed on there from the moment it splattered until I finished the shechita, klibe neskanech hadam ben similar simen. That when I'm shechting, the dam splatters on something, it gets wiped off. It's not there anymore. When I finish shechita, it's there. That ben similar. Rabbi Sava, yes, shechita betchilah v'ad sof. V'hai dam shechita. Here's some end shechita al basov. Hadam makom. So Rashi says, the dam shchitu, ainu shchitu ela b'sof, ukishen eskach hadam, ukishen eskach, and when you wipe it off, kodem simen shein adayin lo have a kori dam shchitu, not dam shchitu, ela dam agavotza. So what do you see from there? That when you finish the shchitu, igloy milsala mafreya backwards, that the whole thing is dam shchitu. So, what happens? When does the entire process become shchita? The entire process becomes shchita according to the manual, yes, shchita mitchilah v'ad sof. It's from the very beginning, it's shchita. According to the other mandom, when you finish, then you go in Muslim afraid, the whole thing was a shchita. And the whole thing was a shchita. Nafgamina was what? Nafgamina is whether you wiped off that dam in between. So by the time that dam became dam shchit, it's not here anymore. But it's dam shchit. But you don't say it became dam shchit. So what happens? At 12:30, I begin the shchit, and dam splatters. Okay. 12:31, I wipe it off. 12:32, I finish the shechita. So right now, I now turn. It's not. I realize that b'shaita was. It was dam shechita. No, b'shaita wasn't dam shechita. I now turn whatever dam still exists into dam shechita. It's a very subtle difference. Not now I realize it was dam shechita, because that, okay, at 12:31. Now I realize when I, at 12:32 I finish, I realize at 12:31, no. At 12:32, whatever dam is still exists now becomes dam shechita, even though it fell on it from before the shechita was finished. Chaim says, that's what you see from this Gemara. It's not ego and milsim, however, now I realize. No. B'shaita was nothing. Now it becomes dam shchita, and it's marsha from now on, even though it fell off the behemoth before.
So then what does it mean that it becomes the mafreya?
That the mafreya, it turns out that right now it turns out that the whole thing is dam shchita. Right now the whole maisa became a maisa shchita, and the dam that came off it was shchita. Right now it becomes shchita. Now, with this in mind, this from Chaim says, no. Have to be very careful. The Gemara doesn't say, There's a very big problem in this Gemara. We're going to have to deal with the Gemara doesn't say that this is the machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. So now we have a machlokas between Rebbe and Reb Chiya. And the Gemara, our Gemara Chaptes Amid Beis, never says Lamed Katanoi.
It's
Rav Papa's
interpretation.
What? This is Rav Papa's interpretation. That's how Rav Papa understands it. Okay, so, but this is what the Gemara says, and we're going to have to be very, very careful. With the sugya here. But let us see as we proceed to the sugya. Now, we have another issue here. How do I view Shechita Sakal? Now, I'm sure we should have drilled this into everyone's head. The major machlokas between the Rambam and Tos and most of the Rishonim. The Rambam says, according to Tosis, a bar zvicha. Depends on a bar zvicha. Akum's not a bar zvicha. According to the Rambam, it's a part of a korelcha v'chaltam is zivcha. Now, according to the Rambam, what is the halacha? Is the shchita sakam a ma'aser shchita or not a ma'aser shchita? It is a ma'aser shchita, not a ma'aser shchita. It's matter the animal, so it's no longer has. It's not going to be in the veilah. It's maf, but it's not going, but heter achila not. What is the pasuk says? V'korol cho v'chaltem izivcho. In the head, it's a ma'aser shchita l'gabei tuma, but not a ma'aser shchita l'gabei heter achila. It's not like drosa. It's not like chalada. Not like that at all. Drosa chalada. It's a psul on the ma'aser shchita. The Rambam happens. It's a shchita, but a shchita psul. Now. Here, according to Tosus, and we have Rashi explains what he says. According to Tosus, according to most other Rishonim who learn it out from a Bar Zvicha, because it's Tosefta. So it could be a Psul Shchita, but not certainly not Chalada, because the Gemara isn't telling us anything. The Gemara never had a Havamina, Havamina, Havamina. That that it has to do with Simen Echad Drasa, not Simen Echad Drasa, no. Mar says no, and Rashi when he explains it says it depends. Is it a Shechitas Akum or Shechitas Israel? It says it's neither. It's neither. What does that mean? At the end, it turns out that the entire thing is a ma'aser shchita, and the entire thing is mata the animal. And I don't have an entire ma'aser shchita to be mata the animal. So it's not a shchita Yisrael. Shchita's akum, it's not. So what is it? So he's declining. So it could be that even according to Tosis, a bar zvicha can create a heter. Someone's not a bar zvicha cannot create it. I'll give you a flip side of that. We learned that also, if you remember. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the halacha, we have a bar kshira. Who can create kedushas tefillin? Only someone who's in the midst of tefillin. A woman cannot create. A cotton cannot write tefillin. Why a bar kshira? Who can create a kedushas tefillin? Only someone who's a bar chiyuva. Who can be machshir an animal? Only someone who is a bar zvicha. He can. The heter shchita is only through someone who's involved in the heter shchita. That's when we have the problem of a cotton. So that's a chesaron, and I need to be. It's not. It's. Akum, according to everybody, is not like drasa. It's a pro, and Rashi is very clear. To be machsha the animal, I need a shchitas Yisrael. Otherwise, the animal is not mutter. But I ain't a besofya. But when I finish, I look, now I turn the entire thing that I just did into a shchitas, a shchita. And when I do that, I bump it. Wait a second. If Reuven did the kana and Shimon did the veshet, so the whole thing is a shchitas Yisrael. And the whole thing can be marched to the end of Achila. But here, I bump in, the first thing, it can't be part of the Maitzah Shchita, because it's not part of the Heta Shchita, and therefore I end up, so what is it? What it says? It's the Maitzah quotes me on, it's just like, it's a treva, itrefa. But olas ha'of nami. Now, what's the difference between chatas ha'of and olas ha'of? So, Ma'aseh Trevi says, Rashi, Ma'aseh Shoya bo kidei ukashir le torfa bo natsa bo bidei akum. Rashi says, the animal's not a trefa. Why not? According to Rashi, what will it become? A nevela. Comes in nevela. Okay. Yes, she said, well, Herr, the Shoch had seen it, Herr, okay. Now. Well, it's off Nami. Hech the Moloch simit echad lamata, simit echad lamalo, posu sharotsu ba maisa chata sa of lamata. What is chata sa of? Chata sa of require one simit. Anything more than one simit is lo yavdom. So, says Rashi, let's see this Rashi, lamata mokum psulo. He says, when do I... So we know that we have a parallel between Malika and Chatas and Olas Ha'of and Shchita. So when is it considered do the avoda? The avoda of Malika that's machshir the animal is besov. But wait a second. So what happened if I did the Malika? And he says that. Now what happened if I did the following? I did the first 2/3 of when I do the Malika, what happens? I do the veshet first. And then the kana. I come from the back. In a normal situation, the kana is in front, and the veshet's in back. So you grab it, and you come in from the back, and you hit in the veshet. So let's say I would not do the Gemara's hechatimsa. What would I do? I would do part of the veshet, and then the balance of the veshet and the kana. Mora says, "Olu na heich the molik simet echod lamato simechod lamal psulo." Also, but ma'aseh chatas ha'of lamato. But apparently, maybe, if I didn't do the entire simet, I did part of the veshen lamal lamato, and then the red lamato might be kosher. So, take a look in Rashi again. What is it? It's a malika. The fact that I did an entire malika, which is a malika lechatas, means it contributes to psul. If I didn't do an entire malika, so I don't have a malika's psul. I'll give the whole law have yourself Malika Gavish. Mechayev, Mishum, okay. How does the Rambam Patskin Olas Ha'of? Let's take a look. Zayim Sulem Akdosh Malachayud. Oh. Chatzis ha'of. Zayin, what is it saying? What? Vov. Olas ha'of, shasiyo lamato, afilu molak simen echad lamato, simen echad lamala psulo. Ben shemolka b'lichas olo, ben shasiyo b'maisa chatos, kemen shasiyo l'shem olo, ben shasiyo l'shem chatos. It's no good. What about if I didn't do one simon, I did part simon? It may be that it's kosher. It depends on the machlok. It's yesh yishchid b'chvel tzor rambish k'del b'sol. Lo nechuku, elo sheshochat simon echot b'chutz, simon echot b'fnim. Halochem shchut echutz. Shchut echutz is what? Shchut Echutz is, if I shecht an animal, and behemoth kodshim, b'chutz, the shchit is not a good shchita, and the animal is not mukhshar l'korban. It's a shchita psula l'gabi korban, a nevela it's not. Okay. Now, this is the machlokas. If I shecht it simen echa b'chutz, simen echa b'fnim. Eilin, he says, no. Shochat simen echa b'chutz, echa b'fnim. L'mando oma yeshno shchita mitchila v'ad sof mechayev. Am chayev. Rashi doesn't say mitzvot, says chayev. Meshum shchutei chutz. It's an isser shchutei chutz. So what did I do? It's all one ma'aser shchita. And since it's all one ma'aser shchita, so therefore, part of the Maisa Shechita was done by Isser, even not the whole Maisa Shechita. So each part by itself, what's happening? So just look what each part by itself is the Maisa Shechita. Each part. So I didn't do a full Shechita. So maybe I did a half Shechita. And I need a full Shechita? No. Each part by itself is the Maisa Shechita. Each part by itself is the Maisa Shechita. So I did a Shechita Chutz. I also did a shchitas chutz, but I did a shchitas chutz. But the Manda Omo says, Ein el shchita ela b'sof, says what? Since, he says Rashi. Chayim et shchitas chutz. So, but the Ein el shchita ela b'sof says, when I finish it off, I'm bifnim. I cannot look at each piece as an independent piece. I don't have any independent ma'aser shchita b'chutz. I'm not going to be chayav. Will the animal be kosher? Not kosher. It doesn't say. It could be animal will be possible. Why? I don't, because I don't have a shchita ha'machshir as a korban. But the chil, what? So Gemara is telling me a very interesting thing here. That according to the Mandama, Yesh Shchita Mivchila Atzov, I don't look at the whole thing. I look at each piece by itself. That's a part of a Maisa Shchita. Any Maisa Shchita I did b'chutz, I'm chayav. And that's a Maisa Shchita. The first part, little. Each one's a Maisa Shchita. Now, Omle Rabba Asibi, Marlo Amahach. No. There's a Gemara in Baba Kama. And the Gemara in Baba Kama is like this. And that's a very important Gemara in Baba Kama. There's a halacha of Dalet Vehei. What's a halacha of Dalet Vehei? I steal a shor el seh. and I shecht it, utfacha omachara, I'm chayav dalet v'hei. But only if I did a it's pasuk that tvich, I shechted it. Okay. So the Gemara Baba Kama begins, there's a halacha that if I shech chulin ba'azara, it's also b'hanoa. And the Gemara Baba Kama. So Rashi explained, and the Gemara said that, and the Gemara goes into Yeshkitu Batchilu Batzof. There's an important Rashi here, he says. And he says, Shochet miyut simona bachutz v'garmu b'fnim. Mishlim el rov, the begmar tchvichu di itzere, yad hashtu de morikoto, ein el shchitu. Okay. Ein shchitu el b'sof. Here, listen exactly to what Rashi says and look it up. Ein shchitu nekris el b'sof. Nafgemina. I said, what is this whole machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish talking about? Hamachashe v'kodshim chutz l'mokomam o chutz l'zmanam chashe sholol l'shma ena machshove elam ken chishim sof shrit. There's a halacha that when the Kohen shechts the korban, he has to have kavana to eat it at the proper time, to eat it in the proper place, to do everything properly. And if he has the wrong machshava when he's shechting, he passes the animal. It's called pigul. Pigul hu lo yerotz. Now, the question is, says Rashi, as follows. I have to do b'shah shechita. Let's say I did a b'tchila shechita. Is that b'shah shechita? No. If you say in Shechita El B'Sof. If I say Yesh Shechita B'Tchila El B'Sof, that is B'Shah Shechita. So what are we talking about? We're talking about Gabi P'Sul. Talking about Gabi P'Sul. That I, any P'Sul, that's a psul, that I pass to the animal in Shechita, it depends. Yesh Shechita B'Tchila El B'Sof and Shechita El B'Sof. What is the Machshava? If I finish the Shechita, and it's a proper shechita, then it turns out the whole thing was a proper shechita. But b'shaita, am I passing the animal b'shais maisa? Is that a shechita? That's not a shechita. That segment, so I pass 51% of the corner. I have a wrong machshava. But I have a whole rebalance of shechita to do. I told you I made a mistake. That depends. Why is that shechita? That's not shechita yet. It's not shechita at the end. Or that each piece was a shechita. Similar idea. Here we're talking about psul. I have a psul b'sha shechita. We're not talking about hechsha shechita. We're not talking about hechsha shechita at all. Hechsha shechita, we know. If after I pass the corner, 50% of the corner, 51% of the corner, I do a drasa chalada, shehi enough talk. The whole thing is a maisa shechit. It's machsha the animal. That's not a question. The hechsha of the animal depends on the entire thing, and that's why akum. I need the shechitas yisrael to be machsha the animal. I need the entire thing. We're talking here about chiyuvim and peturim. The Gemara Lamed Vav isn't talking about chiyuvim and peturim. It's talking about is this dam shechita or not dam shechita? Is it machsher or not machsher? But hechsher achilah is not under discussion. They're not under discussion. That's how the Gemara begins. And the Gemara didn't even dream that simen echa bedrosa and simen sheni. The Gemara didn't even dream that. Because that's a shechita psul, it's going to parcel everything. The Gemara just said, since the whole halacha of Akum, it's a chsorin in hechsha shechita, and maybe if we apply it to mimachshirit, so maybe. The Gemara said, no, that's not a discussion. Hechsha, the whole thing is you need shechita shisrael to mimachshirit, and the whole thing has to be shechita shisrael. Okay, that's it. So see where we're talking about and why this has nothing to do with anything l'chora that we've done until now. Except one thing. If ein l'shchita ela b'sof, that means whether it is not a shchita sa'akum because he didn't finish. It's kori al shem ha'sof if I can move backwards. What does Rashi say here? Lo mikri shchita sa'akum. Because what happens at the end, I have to say, wait a second, can I turn the entire thing backwards into a Maisa Shrita or not? At the end, I have to turn the thing backwards into a Maisa Shrita. The Mandoma ain't Shrita, everything is a Shrita. Let's continue. I'm just trying to set up what the ideas that are happening here are. It's a very complicated sugya.
There's a conceptual connection between whether we can segment the shrita whether or not based upon whether it's called at the end. Those things are called halacha.
If I can segment, what is it? I take a segment. It's a shrita. So what happened? I had a machshava psula b'shas shrita. Okay. That's it. And machshav psul b'shas shchita. No. If I don't have, if what turns this into a shchita is the last segment, I can't, the beginning wasn't. When I turn it into a shchita, so I'm turning this whole thing into a shchita I turn the whole thing into a shchita chera backwards. Okay? See what I'm doing. When I the mandom and shkita l'b'sof, what do I do? I turn the entire thing backwards into a ma'isa shkita at LP, the situation at the sof. But I can't turn into a shkita Yisrael because it's a different person. That's exactly see how this fits perfectly with Reb Chaim. At the end, I have to turn it backwards. But what's koveya backwards is the situation at the end. Now, this reminds us of something we said in the Rashi and Rabbi Natan, which we're going to get to. This is how Tosis understands. This is how the Gemara seems to be going. And Rashi makes a very, very clear statement there in Baba Kama. That Rashi clarifies things tremendously. Wait a second. Are we talking only about Chatzos Sa'of or even about Chatzos Sa'of? So that's Rashi and Tosis. That's it. Says Rashi. Ma'alot Sovach, the Ilah Ba'of, and Meshachat Simen Rishin B'chutz, Mechayev. Share the kavod's kosher with them. Bemlikos chatzos ha'of. Hashoch of kodeshim b'chut. You would asher yishchap b'shchitas kodeshim perachat. The molek and so of potur. So what does Rashi say here? Im shochat simen rishin, he says. Okay. There is no such thing as shchitas of kodshim. No such thing. Every carbon of an oaf requires malika. But let's say I shechted simen echad b'chutz. What does the Gemara say? Simen echad b'chutz. The simen echad b'fnim. It's possible. Why? Also, Meisach Chatzis of Bechutz. What is Shchitas Ofos? Melika Siman Echor. And the parallel is in Shchita. Not Melika Bechutz as Bata. Shchita Bechutz as Chai. When Shoshoch Miyot Siman Bechutz, the garment with Nim. What does that mean? Miyot Siman. Ramadan Oye Shchita Mitzvah Tzov B'chayim. Ramadan Oye Ein Oye Shchita Al B'tzov Lo B'chayim. That means.
Basically, like we said before, that a Miyot HaSimon is not, have that Simon Echad that it's a Maisa Malika.
Yeah.
And therefore we apply the Machlokes in such a case.
So this just fits everything. How do we segment it or we don't segment it? A very simple, straight, the way we set it up, it moves through the sugya very, very clearly. Masiv Rab Zeira. So the Osukim B'parim Mitchila V'atzof M'tame B'godim Potsim Otsim V'loch Acheres. Okay. We have the... When we say we know and understand Parah Aduma, what part of Parah Aduma is it that Shlomo HaMelech couldn't understand? That on the one hand you take the Parah Aduma, it's Matar people, but everyone who deals with it becomes Tomei. Okay, so what is dealing with the Parah? That's the Saloch, Kol Oskim Parah Metchila Vatsof Metami Begodim Potsnusu B'Meloch HaCheres Ira Go Psul B'Shchita Ben Kodim Psul Ben Lach HaShchita Enem Matami Begodim Hazotso Kodim Psul Metami Begodim. What happens? Let's take a look in Rashi. Dalas. Tanya, Shochan, Otso, goes with Limer al Parsh, Dei Melocha, Postloso, Beshchitasa. Well, let's say, while I'm Shechting, the Parah Aduma, I cut open an apple. No. While I'm Shechting the Parah Aduma, I can only be Shechting the Parah Aduma. I can be nothing else. The Torah is a part of because of Lima. Okay. So the question is, I shechted. Now, what is called Shechita? Yeah. While I'm shechting, I can't do anything else. But what happens? So the Gemara says, Psul b'shechita. Ben kodem psul, ben la'acha psul. Now, I've introduced you to the entire what is happening in the Gemara. Be very, very careful. Very, very careful just going through the entire Shakavatari of the Gemara. It's one Gemara to go through. It's another Gemara to go through. There's one Gemara to go through. The other Gemara to go through is the Gemara Baba Kama. I do the Baba Kama here. Here's Baba Kama. Gemara goes like this. The Mishnah says, if I shecht a korban chulin ba'azara, meshalim I place dalav v'hei. So the Gemara asks a question. Shalchem and Nemtzis Treib, Amalero, okay. Ain't a shchita al basof. The e yesh and shchita mitchila vatsof. He says like this. What happens? I have this cow. It's in the Azara, and I shecht the cow. The moment I did a shchita on the cow becomes osa b'hano. The Mado Amo who says yesh and shchita mitchila vatsof says the moment. Against the Tosaf Hano, and the Manda Amma who says Ein Shchita B'Sof says no. Only when I finish does become Tosaf Hano. And the way it would seem, it's Semachokas. It's number one. Tosus has a different Shaila. Tosas Samachay Omer Aleph, the bottom Tosas. At what point do I become Chayav Dalad Vahey? The moment I do a Maisa Shechita. Okay. So the moment I pass through the 50, on the corner, get a 51, I become Chayav then. Or Chayav Dalad Vahey all time, at the very end. Tosas has a problem like this. How do I value how much the animal's worth? What it means? I cut through the corner. I go from 50 of the Vesha to 51 of the Vesha. That's what I'm saying. Wait 1 second. How much is the animal worth at that point? Do I evaluate an animal's worth or what the live animal's worth? What the valuation? I need the valuation of Shas Chiyuk. That's how Tosa Samachem works. All of these things. So the Gemara is not talking about Hechshar Chila B'chal. That's clear. Talking about the Absulim, Chiyuvim, and what? See those Gemaras, and Mitz Hashem B'li Neda, next time we'll work through the Gemara. You have seen it, and we'll work through the Gemara. How and define exactly what this machlok between Rish Lakshmi and Rabbi Yochanan is.